Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in the studio right now is Gretchen Jansen, who was recently appointed to fill a seat that was vacated by Scott Alla on the Houghton County Board of Commissioners. She's also running for that seat, and that will be up for election in November. She's the only Democrat that is on the ballot running for that, and I thought this would be a great opportunity to get a jump on getting to know Gretchen a little bit, so she joins me right now. Thank you so much.
Hi, Rick. Thank you.
All right, well, let's start a little bit for those that don't know you. Of course, anybody that kind of lives around here and pays attention, they hear your name, they know that you're involved in real estate as a real estate agent and some other things that you do. So, but let's pretend there that nobody knows who you are. Who's Gretchen Jansen? Are you originally from this area?
My family moved here when I was 4. So, I feel like this is my home.
So it's always been something that's been important to you, and you're a Houghton resident, city
yes.
of Houghton resident.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Okay. Yep. I went to Houghton High School, elementary and high school, K-12, except for 1 year at the Catholic school.
Ever considered moving out or trying to live in other places?
I went away for university, and then for about 7 years in my late 20s, early 30s, I lived overseas.
Really? Where?
I was 5 years in Germany and 2 years in England. I worked on an army post for 5 years in Germany and an Air Force base in England. But I was not in the military. I worked as a contractor.
All right. What type of work did you do?
I worked for some universities that had contracts with the military to offer classes to the military and their dependents.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. I did not know about that. Mm-hmm. I was just going to make the comment that a lot of people, and it was one of the things that sold me on living here, is that they grew up here and then they had the opportunity to leave, and then how many people come back to mm-hmm. to live here once they've had that experience? Mm-hmm. And of course, a lot of people who've grown up somewhere else and then come here, they come here and then don't want to leave because mm-hmm. they already know what they're missing, not missing, whatever. And
right.
So they tend to stay. Mm-hmm. And that was my story as well. I could have easily have moved on in my career to other places. And I was like, well, why would I really want to go anywhere else? I think I'll just stay here.
Right. And in my late 20s, I was, excited for a little adventure and new opportunities. But after 7 years, I couldn't wait to get home. It was just calling to me. I have family here, and it was important to be here.
Well, what kind of work do you do right now in the private industry?
Well, I am a real estate agent with RE/MAX and have been for 18 years.
Okay. Well, obviously you must like it.
Yes.
Keep doing that. And you're good. Can give a good testimony to those that are looking to buy a home or property in this area. And well, you're watching a lot of things go on, and you decided to get involved in local politics. Let me ask first, have you ever held a position, whether a school board or anywhere else, where you've had this kind of public input?
I have not.
Okay. Well, what mm-hmm. was the difference? Why now?
I knew that the seat would be opening. I thought it wouldn't be open until next year. I grew up here. I have gotten so much from living here, and I really wanted to become a bigger part of the area, give back as much as I could, and I just my love of this area and wanting to jump in.
Have you been paying attention to county politics over the last few years?
For me, it's been about a year and a half that I've kind of got interested in politics, county, city, national. So, yeah.
Was there one issue that made you say that you needed to start paying more attention, whether it was local or even from a bigger picture like national stage or something?
Yeah, I think for me it was I was inspired by the trend of more women going into politics, and that was important to me. I think it kind of empowered me and made me, feel like now was the time to do this.
Now, I've been covering the Houghton County Board for 7 years. During the time that I've been covering them for the news, they have not had a woman on the board. I don't know if there never has been or how far you got to go back. It was before my time.
I believe there was a woman on the Houghton County Board in the 90s.
Not much of a representation then.
No, I'm the second one.
Oh, does that intimidate you a little bit?
No. Mm-mm. No? No, it's time. Okay. We need a few more.
All right. So you're even though you've appointed, you still got to get elected to the position. Otherwise, this would be a short run there.
Yes.
And, that will be decided by voters. But does getting that appointment give you any advantage or benefit you at all between now and the election time?
Well, I'll have the experience. I'll have, kind of jumped in and by the time I would start my elected term, I'll be familiar with, kind of the procedure, the issues. I'll, have voted on, some of the more important things that are coming up for our county. And yeah, I think that does give me an advantage, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to jump right in and start working.
During the meeting that you were appointed, Commissioner Tom Tickenen, who was the one who made the motion to appoint you, he had talked to you. Now, Tom's a Republican, serves out of the Calumet District there, and he had mentioned that at this level that party affiliation doesn't really matter a whole lot. And so he had no qualms about, putting, that a Democrat would fill the seat when he had opportunity to appoint a Republican. Do you echo those feelings that it's not that important at this level?
Yeah, I do think it should be a nonpartisan position like it would be on the city council. I'm going to be representing everyone who lives in the city, not just Democrats. Yeah, and I'm interested in hearing input from everyone, not just people who are like-minded. So, that's one of my goals is to just seek more input from the voters. I'm not sure, or actually the residents, not even just the voters. I'm not sure that was ever done, or at least not in recent years for this district.
All right. Well, let me follow up on that then. So is that one of the things that motivated you to want to be part of the board? Do you feel that they were not listening to the residents in the county?
Yes. Yeah, I think that, I believe at one point that was actually said at a meeting that the input was not needed or wanted. I can't remember exactly what was said, but yeah, and I think it is important. I mean, the decisions that we make are for the good of all of the residents of the county. And so I think they'd probably want to give a little input on how they want things to be done.
Well, let's talk about some of the issues that the board has been wrestling with recently. Of course, number one would probably be the jail expansion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, they're quite a long ways into this process of getting an expansion done at the jail. Of course, now they're going to have to ask voters to support it as well in order to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a tough position to be in as a commissioner, try to solve this problem. Do you have any input on what the county should be doing?
Well, I did tour the jail a few months ago, and it's evident that we need to do something. It's just very antiquated. It's crowded. I think there's, potential safety issues. So yes, something needs to be done. I would have liked to had some public forums where citizens could express their thoughts on how to solve that problem or what they would like to see. Having it right in the middle of the city of Houghton, I think, may be problematic for the residents of the city of Houghton, and that's my district, so that's kind of important to me. I know that it was built there back in the 60s originally, but I believe that we are dealing with a different type of inmate now than we were 50 years ago, 55 years ago. I see that as a problem. And then I also am concerned about the limitations of the proposal that they have out now and how long that's going to serve our needs. It may be a little short-sighted, and if our needs are not met in, say, 10 years, are we going to be at this point again where we're going to need to expand or move and then ask for more money? So
the proposal to pay for the jail addition is going to be on this November's ballot. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you feel that can be done in the short amount of time between now and then to change the course that we're on, or do we have to ride this out and see what the voters say?
I think at this point we need to ride it out. I know the one important aspect of the current proposal is keeping the cost down. And if, you know, that seems to be the driving motivation for this proposal. And I think it's just we go with what we have or not.
Now, I believe when you're saying that you would like to explore options where the jail is not being built right in the city of Houghton. Now, you're referring to not the Camp Kitwin idea that's tossed around since that's been debunked, but you're talking about the, there had been some discussion about a new facility over, I believe, over in the Walmart area mm-hmm. where there's some property there available. Mm-hmm. Something mm-hmm. else, a brand new jail there. That's mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah, I've heard that proposal as well, and it hasn't been looked into enough to know, you know, what kind of cost that would be, or have, the feasibility of doing that. But I think along with expanding the jail, the courthouse itself is fairly antiquated, many of the offices use daisy chains with the electrical cords to make sure they can have all their computers on, everything that they need plugged in at the same time, which to me, that's not ideal. It's cold in the winter. It's hot in the summer. Storage, I think, is a problem. Confidentiality, space in general. So it's a beautiful building. I'd like to see it continue to be used for something, but I think we sort of need to do a justice center rather than just a jail.
I've always been struck how little security there is at that courthouse, and there's been enough incidences nationwide of courthouses being targeted, or it does kind of amaze me. You can kind of walk in there. There is no security mm-hmm. in our courthouse. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm not the one paying for it all, so I understand there's always limitations on what to do.
I mean, they are right next to the sheriff's department, and they have a method of if they need help, they have a way of calling for help. They're working with what they have.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you, was there other issues besides the jail that you when you were sitting there and you're watching the board discuss these things and that struck you as, okay, this is something that you want your input counted on?
One thing that's really important to me is the growth of our county. And what I feel like the population's been pretty stagnant for a long time. I'm worried about losing young talent from the area because they can't find work here. And I think it would be wonderful if we could attract young talent, not even young talent, it doesn't matter what age. But we need to do certain things to attract them. And jobs are one thing, obviously. I think we do a really good job in promoting the area for tourism. And I think that helps expose people to the area, and they may decide that they want to be here once they've come to visit. We need a way of providing a living to people.
Well, in your city, then, would be the MTech Smart Zone, of course, Michigan Tech in the backyard here. Mm-hmm. So you have some tools there.
Yes.
And actually, I'm surprised that with the resources that we do have, that it is so difficult to attract an employer. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do have a number of startups and small companies that operate here, but getting an employer, which, mm-hmm. Somebody that's going to come and bring in, 50 or 100 jobs, it still seems to be pretty elusive.
Mm-hmm. I think that there's some financial opportunities for grants and maybe some low interest loans from organizations like the MEDC to start up businesses in downtowns and other opportunities. I think there's a lot out there that need to be explored, and I'm not sure that they are right now.
Okay. An issue that has come up, especially in the cleanup of the flood, when they were cleaning up and they found a lot of stuff dumped in culverts and ditches and stuff, it has reminded people that countywide, we don't have a recycling program. We do have a transfer station. People can bring stuff up there. But for whatever reason, that there seems to be roadblocks that residents have, especially when it comes to recycling. Is there anything that you would like to see the county do to try to take a lead in, you know, maybe mimic what the two cities do with curbside recycling?
And I do think that that's something that's being considered and talked about at the county level. So they just need to kind of keep at it and come up with a feasible plan.
What if it costs the county money? Are you willing to, you know, to back something like that? We're seeing, I bring that up because we're seeing some pullback even when it comes to the cardboard recycling. That, you know, if it's going to start costing the county money, well, we don't have a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they're going to start looking at possibly even charging for recycling, which will deter people from doing it.
That's true. I do think, though, that it's, you know, even in the cities, so I'm in the city of Houghton and I have recycling. I pay a fee for my garbage pickup. So I know that I'm already contributing to that. And I'm really glad that they've incorporated the recycling into the general trash pickup. But I know that I'm already paying for that my monthly water bill has that fee attached to it, and you know, so I do think citizens should pay for that service, at least something.
Okay. Were you paying attention when the we're going to go back just a little bit because it was such a big issue during the last time these elections were up with the Houghton County Medical Care Facility and funding for that. And we went to the voters. The voters overwhelmingly supported it. So it seemed to have locked up funding for them for the time being. Do you think that was the right move?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Did you see any sense at all in looking at alternative funding for the county rather than taxpayers' money?
Not for that. I think that they're doing an amazing job over there. And I think privatizing it would have been a mistake. I think some corners might have been cut, because if it's a for-profit company that takes over, that's not their priority anymore is service, I guess, or, you know, what's best for the employees and the residents of the facility.
Okay. And you said you were a graduate from Houghton High School?
Yes.
All right. Where was the high school at that time? Was it the?
It was in the center of town.
I would love to have been around to see that. I don't even know if I've seen a picture. I'm sure there's pictures mm-hmm. of it. That would have been pretty amazing, that, you know, high school being right there,
mm-hmm.
Which was one of the proposed locations for the new jail at one mm-hmm. point.
Right.
So Houghton is doing a lot now with money that they're raising through a recent millage to do some renovations over at the school and for, some of the athletic facilities. That money there it's being allocated. It's being, what are your thoughts on that money being spent for what the school's putting it towards?
Well, I support any sort of improvement at the school. I just children are such a resource for us, and making the their education and their full experience at the school, I think, is important. So yeah, I think the things that they've decided to spend the money on are important.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. as we mentioned earlier, you're filling the seat that was vacated with Scott Allen. Of course, that was a controversial series of events that led to that. Have you had any discussions with your predecessor on, you know, filling the seat, maybe some advice or what to expect?
Not really. I did talk to him when I decided to run, but we didn't really get too deep into that sort of thing. Yeah, I just, you know, I wanted to make sure that he, you know, I had his support in my decision, and I did. So.
Did you? How did you feel about the process that was underwent when it led to his seat becoming open?
Yeah, that was unfortunate. I wish that it had been more straightforward, but it wasn't. You know, it ended the way it ended, and I, you know, I think that was. You know, I think that some of the decisions that Scott made by getting the driver's license and finding someone to move into his residence here, you know, it was pretty straightforward, I think, what the board decided to do.
Okay. So you're in support of their decision, maybe not the way that handled it is what I'm hearing, but
right,
it was the right decision in the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The character of the board, and you know, this is probably maybe going a little bit on some of Scott's criticism, is that, you know, things have been tense, and Scott referred to it as a dysfunctional board. Well, they're still getting things done, but there are some tense moments that are there. You're kind of going into that a little mm-hmm. bit. It's certainly, you know, in the 7 years that I've covered it, it is some of the more gets more tense now mm-hmm. than what I remember mm-hmm. even just a few years ago. Are you hoping to change that?
Yes, definitely. I think there were some strong personalities on the board. And I, you know, I think that the partisan thing was part of the problem, and it shouldn't be. But yeah.
Okay. How does your family feel about running? You're not going to be in the public eye.
Oh, well, my mom's thrilled. So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about a campaign. You know, mm-hmm. you still have to run. You still mm-hmm. have to get that to win that seat.
Yes.
How will you go about getting your name out there beyond just, you know, now that you'll be on the board?
Mm-hmm. So I've done a few public events, like announcing my candidacy. There will be a fundraiser for me later this month, but I've been in all the parades so far, and I do plan on knocking on as many doors, if not every door, in the city of Houghton, just to you know, introduce myself if I don't already know who they are, and ask questions, see what their concerns are, and you know, let them know a little bit about me. So
it will be a bit of a different board because, you know, not only is, you know, Scott Allen's seat being filled by somebody new, yourself perhaps, but also with Tony Pinter retiring, mm-hmm. Then that's up for election. I know that Hancock's the current city manager who's stepping down, Glenn Anderson, is up for that seat as well. So yes. Would you be excited to work with him?
Yes, definitely. You know, he's years of experience in public service, and I think his transition to the board would be seamless.
Looking down the road, major project you'd like to, you know, be a part of, if you're, you know, let's look past the election and you know, grant that you're on the board for the sake of this argument, and now you can start looking at things that you want to see get done. What are the things that you'd like to accomplish?
Well, as I mentioned, I think it's really important to make our county more viable, I think, for young people to find work. So I think that's going to be my priority. Working with different organizations that can, you know, create jobs. But also, I think, and this is a smaller project, but I think the website needs a little renovation. So I'd like to see the website as a way of getting input from residents of the county. But also provide transparency on what we're doing you know, for them. So,
all right. Well, it certainly should be several interesting months. Of course, I'm looking forward to see the getting some a fresh voice and opinions on the board. Of course, I'll be seeing a lot of you when you're. When you're there and I'm covering. In fact, there's a board meeting tonight as we're recording this. If somebody wants to follow your campaign, learn more about you, what's the best way to do that?
I have a Facebook page. I think it's Gretchen Jansen for County Commissioner. And that's, that's mostly where I've been posting things, and people can contact me through that page.
Great. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.